On the KSRO live line with us is Supervisor Linda Hopkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. Is it just me, or are there more important issues on the table on a day-to-day basis than ever before in our lives? I mean, it just, we just keep piling it on. Of course,
it certainly feels like that.
It must. It does to me, too. And, of course, after what happened on Valentine's Day in Florida, there was a pretty hastily put together rally for kids and their parents yesterday in Courthouse Square, in favor of safety of our kids in school and outside of school, too. It was quite the thing, yes?
Yeah, it was really wonderful. I thought it was really inspiring. It was something that literally started with an email on Thursday, and then quickly turned into just this really wonderful event. And obviously, it's a really tough topic, but people chose to talk about solutions, chose to make it family-friendly. So there were, kids painting signs, and then the kids led the march around the square. And it kind of gives you hope that maybe finally kids rising up will actually make a difference and sort of change the tenor of the conversation in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I've been pretty jaded about this whole issue ever since Sandy Hook, and nothing happened after that. But now that I see, as you say, sort of a different kind of protester and the voices that we keep hearing from those kids, both the students at that Florida high school and many others across the country, they're making sense. They're incredibly eloquent. And I think people are paying attention this time.
Isn't it ironic when you feel like kids are the ones who have to act like the grown-ups?
Yes, right? I do.
I mean, I completely agree with you. After Sandy Hook, it sort of felt like, gosh, if that didn't change people's minds and change people's perspective in Washington, then what possibly can? But maybe, it's children standing up and essentially, even though they can't vote, demanding the right to go to school safely. And I think that's something that resonates with every single parent, across America. How is it okay for you to worry every single time you take your kid to school? That's just the worst feeling in the world. That's the one place where you shouldn't have to worry. If you've got teenagers, you worry about what happens afterwards. Worry about where they're going, who their friends are and where they're going at night. But you shouldn't have to worry about your child's safety at school, getting their education.
All right, Linda, has it been about a year-ish that you've been a supervisor?
Yeah, over a year.
A heck of a year, huh?
But here's my point. You were a small business owner before. You ran a farm, and now you're a politician. What do you think? It's been a year. What's your thoughts about having the job for a year?
I honestly feel so lucky to be able to serve the community. I think that I'm pretty sure I have the best job in the world, where I actually get to live in the community that I'm trying to make a better place. And I actually love the fact that if I go to the grocery store, someone wants to talk to me about potholes on their street or about gun safety or about early childhood education. I think it's an honor truly to live and serve in the same community. And I love the job. It's always something new. As it's been a tough year, certainly, from floods to fires. But I've also gotten to see the best of our community and how resilient we can be. So I feel very, very lucky.
Well, speaking of resilience, we can certainly talk about that when you and I talk. We always talk recovery. And we have seen such amazing progress in terms of the cleanup efforts really throughout the county in the affected areas from the fires. And so, next up is going to be the actual hammer and nail of it. And how well prepared are we as a county to begin that part?
I'm really excited actually about the resilience center that Permit Sonoma has opened up. We're going to have guaranteed turnaround times. We're really trying to make this as easy as possible for people who are trying to rebuild. At the same time, I think that no matter how good government can be in terms of permitting and processing, it's going to be a tough process for people. Navigating the insurance, there's a lot to handle. These people didn't ask to rebuild their homes. And so they're being tasked with something that they never really thought about, right? How to rebuild their lives, how to start over from scratch. So while we're doing as much as we can to make sure that we're not getting in the way, I think it's still going to be a challenge. And we need to come together as a community. If you've got friends or family that lost a home in the fire, just ask what you can do. Ask if they need help negotiating with insurance or, making phone calls. See if there's any way that you can take a little bit of that burden off them.
I was pretty stunned late last week when the news came out that as of now, about 30 permits for rebuilding efforts after the fires have been approved by the county. Is it just that not enough people are applying yet?
I think a lot of people are still in the design phase. I've heard from a lot of architects, and people in the construction trade that people are still kind of working up that permitting process. And so they're still thinking about, okay, do I want exactly the same floor plan? Do I want it to be a little bit different,
yeah,
maybe to meet my changing needs? So I think that there's still, and also people are still waiting to find out, okay, what am I actually going to get from insurance?
Yeah.
And what can I afford to rebuild?
Yeah, so there may be a rush, you know, that once,
yeah,
you know, once a little more time passes and people get those designs in the can, then it's a good thing you've got the center set up so it will be there to accommodate them when they are ready. Well, it is a very busy time in our community, and it's going to be for the foreseeable future. All of us, you know, waiting for a sort of ongoing news about the economic impact of the fires and who will fall as a result of that when it comes to staffing and programs throughout the city. It's going to be a tough 2018 for us.
It is. You know, I don't think that any of us are looking forward to the budget conversations, you know, when we have our budget hearings in June, and even conversations about, you know, mental health services and things,
yeah,
that may come up in March. You know, a lot of really, really tough decisions that we're going to be faced with. And the question is, how can we, with a greatly reduced budget, respond to the community at a time when they need us most, right? People are stressed. There's an anxiety, you know, and we face a tremendously uphill battle in recovering from this fire, economically and socially. So we need to be able to be there for the community at the same time when our pennies are very pinched.
That's right. No babies allowed in this conversation for the next few foreseeable months. Supervisor Hopkins, thanks for being here this morning. No doubt we'll talk soon.
Take care.
All right. That's Supervisor Linda Hopkins.